So it came to my attention a few weeks ago that my beard, which I had promised to the middle school students I would...
Sorry, you started over. I just slurred.
Did you just forget or something? Welcome to the Eastminster Students Podcast. This is another episode of the Messages from the Bunker. Matt, how are you doing today?
Great.
Good. We had a little hiatus there. You want to tell them what happened?
Yeah, we actually didn't skip a week. We recorded a podcast, but Mike's computer was faulty.
Yeah.
The technology is against us.
Technology is against us. We Deuce had the whole thing recorded. I went to edit it, turned it on, and then it basically said that none of the audio worked. And we were like, this is sad.
Yeah.
It was sad.
It was sad. And we didn't have the energy to re-record it. So.
Yeah. So, but that's okay. We are back with another episode of Messages from the Bunker. So Matt and I are going to give you a little recap the last few weeks, what we've been up to. And... we've got some news now for Kansas, so I suppose we could talk a little bit about the kind of plan for the rollout and what that looks like for Eastminster, what that looks like for youth ministry, what that looks like for retreats, and just share how we're doing. So where do you want to start, brother?
Why don't you share a little bit what you've been up to? I know you guys have had some... exciting things coming out of the pipeline. We got a trick shot video coming.
Oh, yeah.
And we had a pretty exciting Facebook Live encounter last week.
Oh, yeah.
We should probably talk about what happened.
Okay, yeah. So let's see here. A few things that we've rolled out. For one, well, this was just kind of a silly thing, and hopefully most of you got to see it, but we did a staff work from home compilation video, which turned out pretty funny. If you didn't get to see that, make sure you hop on Facebook or look on our Instagram stories from the past, and you can go watch that. It was a lot of fun to put together. But then what else? We're in the middle of a trick shot competition, which, Matt, we need to get together and do a little award show, because we do have three awards that we're handing out for the farthest distance, the most creative shot, and the most difficult shot. So still waiting the tallies from our judges to see which shot won. But we've put together a little video that we'll post for people to watch. We have some talented students.
We do.
And some impressed. Not so talented students.
Some cheaters.
Yeah, just kidding. They're all talented. But the we've got a couple funny ones on there. So yeah, Facebook Live, we came to my attention a few weeks ago that my quarantine beard, which I had told the students I was not going to shave the entirety of quarantine, had gotten to a point where it was just a little ludicrous. So I told the students on our Zoom gathering that I was going to do something about it, but I was going to put it in their hands. In fact, we had a beard bracket challenge where I laid out a bunch of different types of beards. For each round, the students voted which one they would rather me do, and the victorious one was the monkey tail beard, which is an interesting beard. Hopefully you got to see a picture of it, but it basically looks like a monkey tail on your head. I just drew it on my face, knowing that this is an audio-only medium, so... That was silly.
I saw
Anyways, it. But not only that I would also dye it a certain color. So, anyways, a few days ago, on Wednesday, I had a Zoom meeting with my middle schoolers as well as a Facebook Live. And Matt, it was kind of crazy.
Things got weird pretty
things
quick.
Things escalated very
People
quickly.
People were trying to get you to shave your eyebrows.
My head. I had like at one point 40 people on Facebook Live all watching me. Just
destroy your hair.
It was weird, but not. Hey, the good that came out of it was that I made money for Westminster Woods. People started literally donating money for me to shave other parts of my head. It was a bizarre time. My head ended up looking so terrible.
Yeah,
And so right now I finally shaved the rest of it off. I've buzzed my head. I look like 10 years younger than what I used to look like. But it was a good time. What's the lesson of this story, Matt?
Lesson is, if you lose your hair, you lose your strength, like Samson. And so now you are a weak, weak human.
That's so dark.
But you can raise money for a good cause.
Okay. Well, you heard it here, folks.
Sorry, I've got nothing.
Okay, well, anyways, that happened. Needless to say, I had this, like, out-of-body experience about midway through where I realized, like, quarantine's doing weird stuff to people. Do you agree?
Well, that's what I've been thinking about. I feel like my brain feels like mush right now. But one of the things I've been thinking about is this has been going on now for how long? It was late March, so it's been over a month. But when you think about the way we measure time, it sort of feels like I've lost track of all time. Like some days I forget what day it is. Sometimes even during the day, I forget what time it is. I don't know if you've had that experience.
Oh, yeah.
But it's made me think about just the way in which, you know, we think about time like boxes on a calendar, right? And this whole experience has sort of shaken that a bit. Because we've all been forced to slow down. Those of us who had frantic schedules and had a sort of routine that's all been disrupted. And sometimes when you...
For some of us, maybe it's made lives more chaotic.
I would say a majority of our students...
Probably our students, yeah.
...have been disrupted because they're now... You know, they're still doing Zoom school, but it looks a lot different.
Yeah.
Their social life's been disrupted. And I think whenever life... or anything gets disrupted or changed, it's kind of like our whole world and the way we think about things changes as well. You know, when you burn a house down, that same house isn't going to look the same when you rebuild it. It's going to be different. And I think for a lot of us coming out of this thing, as we're beginning to see things starting to open up slowly, things are going to look different in a lot of different ways. And it actually makes me think about the Book of Revelation. Which, if you know anything about the Book of Revelation, it was this idea. It was actually the original word for it was apocalypse, right? Mm-hmm. The end, and we have to think about that as the end. But what it actually means is to reveal. Once you've seen something, you can't unsee it. It's changed you.
Yeah.
And so I think that's one of the things as we think about this, we think about all the things that we've experienced and seen is inevitably going to change us, not just as an organization or youth group or whatever. But also us personally are going to be changed because of this. So that's kind of what I wanted to ask you, Mike, is how do you feel like this journey that you've been on so far is maybe changing you now? Or how do you feel like you're going to be changed because of this? I know it's a deep question.
No, it's a good question. You. Yeah, you know, part of this for me is revealed just... this is probably more of a personality thing. I don't think this is a one-size-fits-all type of... response, but like the way I work and like engage in, you know, whether it's, you know, working for the church or working on my house or doing projects, I don't really thrive in a really blocked out schedule. In fact, sometimes I do best when if I can get lost in a project or something. Yeah. To just roll with it and to be in the zone.
Yeah, that's a lot of creatives. There's this idea of flow.
Yeah.
Where the moment it hits or creativity strikes, it's like you have to seize that moment. It's like catching a great wave.
Right.
If you don't catch it, it could be gone.
And then there are days where there are no waves.
Right.
And you're kind of beat yourself up because like, why can't I create anything? Why can't
right.
I do anything? Yeah. So I've sensed that. And honestly, that... quarantine, there's been some challenges, but there's been also a little bit more margin, a little bit more time in the day where I've been able to like engage in some of these things that maybe in the past there hasn't been enough margin because you've been working. What is the phrase Stan always uses? You're just like running the machine or you're doing all the little things that need to happen for your job, but sometimes those can get in the way of the things that are really important or that you're really invested or excited about. So, I mean, in one sense, I feel like there's been some good that's come out of that for me. But then on the other side, so here's the other side of that pendulum is that if I don't make a schedule for me or don't make some sort of accountability, I can get lost in more of like a, just sort of like going where,
right.
You know, kind of just being lost in moments or lost in, you know, like one of the things I did midway through is I set the alarm for waking up on my phone and I put it in a different room because I was like sleeping in, you know, you didn't really have to be at work at a certain time. And so I found that was really helpful in waking up. And like, so my morning routine was to, you know, get my phone, wake up, drink coffee, do my morning prayers. And, it was so like that I had to institute, really intentionally or else I kind of got lost in it. But so I don't know, there's just some lessons, I guess maybe that's more about productivity, for me, but, I can tell you that I'm craving to be back together again with people, especially like our students, our church family. You know, one of the things I've seen posted a few times is, you know, this is the future of the church. We can be, you know, together but separate. You know, we can have church online and look at the numbers. You know, everything's grown, and I just feel like there is something actually that is lost, and we can grieve when we're not physically together as people,
for sure,
as a church. So I don't know. What about you? What have you been learning about yourself? What has this revealed?
It's definitely revealed, you know, the importance to me. And I always thought of myself as a pretty big introvert, but not having a rhythm and routine of connecting with people physically has been challenging and probably something that I've missed the most. And so it just revealed to me just the importance of that daily connection with coworkers, with physically going somewhere to get work done. I have a hard time getting work done from home, which has been really a struggle during this time. And I just have to remind myself that, you know, that's a reality of the situation we're in. I can do little things to try and be more productive, but productivity I think is sometimes, something that is sort of in the back of my mind where if I feel like I'm not productive, then I feel like I failed. And so I'm learning to give myself a little bit of slack, especially now during this season. But at the same time, do little things to try to have, you know, some sort of accountability, like you said. And this is a podcast being one of them. It's something we do every week. The Bible studies that we've been doing every week, little things like that, where it's a little thing that continues to give us some grounding.
That's an interesting point you made about if you feel like you're not getting stuff done.
Yeah,
you affects who you are. So I feel like this like highlights probably a mindset of a lot of people.
Especially in Western culture, I think
our worth is
tied up in our productivity. Like you see all these books on productivity, how to be more productive, how to create more things or get more things done.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes we can become a slave to that. We become a slave to the taskmaster, which is saying, you know, the more we get done, the more our value is.
So then let me put you on the spot. What does the gospel have to say about that mindset? I mean, you know, because that, when you said that, I'm like, yeah, that is probably, that's representative of our students for sure.
Right.
They're told from a very early age that they, their worth is measured in what they can achieve academically, what they achieve athletically. I mean, this is all they're told for a long time. And yet I wonder if...
There's a great Henry Nouwen sermon. He also mentioned it in one of his books, In the Name of Jesus, or the Life of the Beloved. Where he talks about Jesus in the temptation in the wilderness. The three temptations are often three things that we as humans wrestle with, that we are what we have, we are what we do, and we are what others say about us.
Yeah.
And I think that we are what we do is often one, the trap that we can fall into, whereas this really boils down to living out of being as opposed to doing, where so much of our worth often is found in the doing. And so I think it's finding... our hope and worth in our character, not in our character, but who we are because of Christ. And when we cultivate our being, that's when we can have a healthy relationship with work. Because I think work is important. And it's not a you're a Christian, be lazy. It's finding your hope and worth not in your productivity, but in the person that God has made you to be. And so, yeah,
I
think that often
I think that word right now for a lot of students and probably yep. people just with messing with job, if our worth is so, can be so intrinsically yep. tied to our productivity or to what we're accomplishing,
yep.
then in this pandemic season, there's probably a lot of people who are really struggling right now because right. all of a sudden, you know, I think about like our teachers. I've seen a lot of posts on Facebook on, you know, I know teachers and I've talked to them. And there's this like, it is really hard to switch everything online. Like, this isn't, I saw a post. It was like, this isn't just us doing online school. This is teaching in a global pandemic and yeah. out of necessity.
Right.
Like, there's a difference. And so I think, I mean, now more than ever, grace is really, really important. But no, it's a good word. Well, Matt, we now have a rollout program
yes.
from our governor.
Yes.
And so, you know, the big conversation in our church staff, pastors, and other churches around Wichita in the U.S. is what is next? And, you know, probably the question I get more than any other question is, what about yeah. Westminster Woods and retreats? So in
yep.
broad strokes, because we don't have all the gaps filled in, what is the rollout plan
yep.
as you understand it? And like, what does that mean for Eastminster? Or what are some of the questions? Because you know people have those questions.
I mean, first on the top list to say this could change.
Yeah.
This is ideal. You know, what's tough is in the days leading up, you know, like I think about Texas, they lifted the stay-at-home order and were much more lenient in what people could do. And yet, those 2 days were the highest reported deaths in Texas. So it's very possible all this could change in Kansas as well. But as it stands,
yeah.
we're through phase one, which means phase two is going to allow some reopening of certain businesses such as hair salons, other, I think restaurants can be open if they, you know, practice social distancing guidelines or some other restrictions there. Certain stores can now open up. So it's not a rip off the Band-Aid plan. It's a slow, steady
okay.
opening. And there's still, I think, a 10-person limit to people gathering, which means
right.
church, youth group, still going to be on hold
mm-hmm.
indefinitely. We do know that May 18th, supposedly, they're going to consider phase three, which is lifting that limit to 30.
Okay.
Which still... Again,
that allows for some small groups stuff.
For sure, and maybe getting creative with how we do some stuff. But it does put summer camps into question because
right.
if you think about Westminster Woods, they meet through June.
Their camps.
And so if things go great and we see perhaps a medication that really fights this thing or a miracle vaccine, which is unlikely,
the heat,
who knows? It's looking like June summer camps are probably not going to be a possibility. Now, that could change. We'll know more. I know Westminster Woods as an organization is meeting soon. For our camps, you know, we have the advantage of not being until July, but there are so many things that we have to factor in, including state laws, and Westminster Woods as an organization has to give us a thumbs up. Oh, I know we've already, I think, are postponing our mission trips for the summer.
Yep.
And so that decision will be made soon. I can't give a definitive answer, and I don't want to lean one way or the other just because that's not helpful right now. So
sure.
we'll address this in the next week's episode. I think we'll have more clarity then.
Yeah, I think so, because I know, I mean, like the Westminster Woods
board.
The board, I think, are meeting on Tuesday next week.
Yeah.
So after that date, hopefully, they should have a few more answers. But
right.
again, we're all just trying to figure this out. So to the question, will we have camp this year, our answer is still, we don't know.
We don't know.
Right?
Yeah.
We are hoping, we're praying. I mean, as soon as we know more, we will send stuff out. I know that so many of you are trying to plan soccer tournaments and vacations and things. And so you are relying on this information. So we know that, we're aware of that. And as soon as we can make a decision or even an educated guess, we will be getting that out to you.
I think we'll have more clarity next week.
Okay, that's good to know.
Because the board will meet, and then we'll kind of go from there.
Well, I think that about wraps up this episode. We really miss students. Parents can't wait to be back together. Reach out to us. So right now, we've got just about a week or two left of our seniors' school year. And I know that there are some who are just wrestling with that, especially with the way things have changed. And so if we can help minister to them, or just know we're praying for, of course, those students. And but we'd love to be able to be a source of encouragement for anyone who may be needing. So reach out. Matt, you have any last thoughts on today's episode?
Now, what do you got going the rest of the day?
Rest of the day. I don't have too much. Just my kid. I have kids now. Oh, Dwayne turned 4 yesterday.
Hey.
It's kind of fun. So, what about you?
Yeah, I think we'll probably go outside. It's a beautiful day. Get the sprinkler going. Get some water balloons. Maybe get some grill skis. Got a high school Zoom tonight. We're going to do some Zooms. And then, yeah.
Zooma, Zooma, Zooma. Zoom. Zoom. Do you remember that?
That was a terrible show. You loved it, though.
It was such a good show. Don't hate on Zoom.
Nerdy kid show.
Hey.
For the nerds.
Watch it, bub.
Did you guys know that Mike was team captain for Destination Imagination? And his team went to the global championships. And he was also in chess club. And it started a yo-yo club, Vanilla Wafers.
How would you feel if some people out there are on the chess club right now and you're hating on
them? I think it's great. I'm just saying, nerd alert.
Listen, if anyone wants to play chess, I've got an online app that I have on my phone. We can play. It'd be fun. I like chess, man.
That's good. You should like chess. It's a good game. Okay. It's all about the mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well... we've covered it all, folks.
Covered it all, folks.
That wraps up today's episode. Grace and peace.
Grace and peace.